Dear, what happened there? Australians will say today normal service was resumed. The children played in the morning, and in the afternoon the adults came to the party. And I couldn't disagree with them. Today showed the difference between Australian batsmen and English batsmen, between boys and men, between amateurs and professionals. English batsmen, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Mind you about what Test cricket's all about. 5 days. You get stuck in. You don't give your wicket away. You fight for it. You don't give these Australians anything. They don't deserve anything. Don't give it to them. Don't be flash. Come on. You're not good enough to be flash. You're workmanlike. Now, sometime tomorrow, or maybe on Saturday, Australia will stop batting. And then the true test of this England makeup will come. And I don't know, if they don't make a century, I would throw them out. In fact, I would. One of them's got to go anyway. I would get rid of Peterson. No, maybe not. Now, I assume my good friend, well, I can't really call him a friend, Dingo Doug, will be probably crashed out somewhere with a can of Fosters around him and some beef jerky enjoying his barbecue. And so he should. Well played, Australia. My hat's off to you. Something like Simon Katic, at best a workmanlike, a journeyline manlike pro, showed us today how it's to be done. Today, the Ashes started. England, don't be flash. Work hard. Apply yourself. This is not 2020. This is not some beach cricket. This is the toughest cricket you will ever play. Come on, stand up, be proud, be English.